Can we shred a Scientology to pieces for everybody right now?
Yeah. What factors about Scientology are not considered, since it is an incredibly controversial institution and much has been written on it, what factors have not been released about, made public about Scientology, Ion?
The degree of where this supposed higher inserted power is arraigned.
Did you get that, Carol?
No.
The degree of the so-called higher power is arraigned.
So the Scientologists are saying that the human is God and a creator, or they are not?
They are not.
So that's it.
They are not saying we're gods.
Right.
It's some ancient Samaritan Hebrewloid that gives them all their power, and they are powerful because they get their power from this nebulous thing, and you better sit down, shut up, and play right, or we will have you beat up.
So right. You're saying, see how I laugh at violence? James laughs at pussy, I laugh at violence.
It's all healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scientology is built on a false premise, Ion.
Well, is it completing them in their place of power? No. Are they more separated than together in their individual place of ascension? Well, that remains to be. They haven't any of them come up and said, "Okay, we're God. Stand back, or we're going to smote you," and then smote them.
Okay. See, more
well, they
violent.
Sue them. They sue them. So that's the modern equivalent.
They do more than sue.
Okay. What is it they do that people aren't aware of?
Well,
yeah.
You should watch the 2020, Bob. They tell you all kinds of things.
2020 goes after them a lot.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But you're talking about the metaphysic statements of Scientology. There are rumors that the CIA supports Scientology, the big operation in Hollywood, big influential behind the scenes supported by some kind of intelligence group. Is there some bureaucratic group in the government or para-government? Is there any facts to that?
No.
Why are so many famous stars Scientologists?
Good money checks, good cover.
And they take care of you. They take care of their people. I've been waiting to hear. I want to let Ion do all the dirt on that, but it's just unbelievable.
Okay, Ion just said, James, that it's a good cover to be a Scientologist if you're a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, because they'll take care of you. They do take care of you. They take care of their own very well in Hollywood.
And they take care of you by paying your rent, you mean? Or what else?
No, they got ties into the studios. They got ties in everybody.
Did you hear that, James? They make sure you get the good gigs. How do they have the power to do that?
They own the studios.
Oh, did you know that, James?
Yeah, they do. They have access and they can leverage the studios, yes.
No,
if you get fired from a studio, like Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise got fired, but that's okay because he got picked up by another studio.
Okay, Ion just said that Scientology owns some of the Hollywood big studios. Is that a known fact?
I suspected that, but I've never heard anybody say that. But it probably is true, though. I'd have to probably agree with that.
Is that because there are very wealthy people who support Scientology and
well,
own the studios?
The most bankable star in the world is Tom Cruise, and he's, you know, untouchable because he's basically made billions. And when you've made billions for the studio, you're the money. They're the money. Not the studio.
Okay, so, Ion, I thought you meant that whoever a studio owner is, I don't have one handy, that person's a Scientologist, but you're saying the studio owner relies on the cash Tom brings in?
No, not necessarily. You got to go back to L. Ron Hubbard. His quote is, "I'd like to start a religion. That's where all the money is," end quote.
Yeah, but see, James, Ion's pointing out an interesting aspect here, that the owners, not Tom Cruise, the owners are Scientologists. And they somehow got in position. How'd they get their money? So the Scientologists...
Because they built all their money from all the clients that they bring in, because they make them do e-meters and recruit them and get them to turn over their money. It's an incredibly organized cult.
Right, so that... There are very wealthy people who started in Scientology, Ion, so wealthy, they got so much money being part of L. Ron Hubbard's scam that they that they were able to buy studios.
Sure, because that then made money begat money, because see, it's self-fulfilling.
Do they own 2020 so that they get stories exposing them that gives them attention and it doesn't matter because Barbara Walters is a secret Scientologist and they got that covered?
No.
Do they own anything in an ABC?
ABC?
Yeah, that's 2020, ABC. Is there any Scientologists who own that network?
No.
So which studios do they own? The big ones, MGM or whatever's left?
You don't have to own. You have to be the money people behind it.
So how did L. Ron Hubbard get this positioning back in the 60s? Did he start it?
He did, 50s.
50. So he got into Hollywood that early?
1954.
Well, that's incredible. He spoke at Dave Worster and Robert Carr's Center of Integration in the nude in 1957. He seemed to be on the fringe circuit, yet he already was big money's coming in to give him a leverage position in Hollywood.
Well, he figured it out. His quote was, writing for a penny a word is ridiculous. If a man really wants to make $1 million, the best way to do it is start his own religion.
And so
that's right.
That he got a lot of money before 54 through the religion.
About then, yes.
And then how did he invest it, or how did he get?
He took up ritual magic, the occult.
No. What did he do? How did he get into Hollywood? How did he affect Big Swift here?
He took up ritual magic, the occult, hypnosis, gave him demonstrations on hypnosis and going through all these Freudian theories.
You mean to the directors and producers he did that?
Budapest.
Hey, fine. He demonstrated this stuff to the producers and directors and executive producers in Hollywood?
No, Bob. He did it to those that were around him that then made that be a part where he started getting the other people's money. They called it Dianetics.
Right. Who was the first actor that had made a lot of money that was in his control or influence?
Lloyd Eschbach.
Never heard of him. Did he have a stage name?
That's pretty stagey.
Exactly. It's very stagey.
Lloyd Eschbach. How do you spell that? You probably won't tell us.
L-O-Y-D.
E-S-H-B-A-C-H. An American science fiction fan and writer. What? He's
hang on just a second.
Publisher and
Victoria. Victoria, I know you're calling. We're going to put you on hold because we're going to go. Wait. Stop. Victoria, hang on a second. Hold through the commercial because I know you have a comment on Scientology coming up here shortly. So hang on.
Yeah, and you may have to hold a little further, Victoria. Let's see what she says right now. We got 50 seconds.
Well, I don't even know what I wanted particularly, but I do know a lot about it. I was involved sort of closely, and I also wanted to mention, I'm not really plugging a blog, but if you really want to see what's happening currently, Marty Rathbun, who was one of the higher-ups for a very long time, has a blog. And he was one of the ones that was on the 2020 expose, which really did get watered down quite a bit because they were threatened with lawsuits.
All right, hang on, Victoria. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back just after this. Hang on. All right, Victoria, you're still there?
I'm here.
Okay, all right, now we can get into it. Okay, here we go. So, Victoria, are you a former Scientologist, or you just know quite a bit about it?
Yeah, I was involved for 8 years.
Okay, good, here we go.
Very closely involved for 8 years, yeah. And I still consider myself somewhat involved because I'm watching the unfolding and basically what we hope to be the overthrow of David Miscavige, the guy who basically, I think he had help from spooks. I don't see how he would have done all of this by himself. And I also think he's probably Tom Cruise's gay lover. I have no reason to believe he isn't. And if you look on the front page of Marty Rathbun's blog today, he has more follow-up on these special buses David Miscavige was doing for Tom Cruise. And basically what Miscavige does is uses slave labor the people who, you know, work for and with the church as Sea Org members to pamper the stars. That was never Hubbard's intention.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they take these millions and millions of dollars of donations from the International Association of Scientologists, telling these Scientologists that, oh, yeah, we're saving the planet, we're clearing this whole sector of the galaxy, but really Miscavige is just pilfering the money away on luxury gifts for his boyfriend, Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
So,
boy, I mean, what a gig that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Upper-level training classes cost between $300,000 to $500,000 for the higher-ups that are in the in-crew. Can you substantiate that information?
Well, yeah, you're going to end up losing that much money on it, at least. But what's worse is the original materials, they have not been destroyed. They are preserved, but not by anybody inside the church. It's all been hijacked.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, so, some of that's going to be in Sussex.
Oh, right. Well, we've heard all kinds of stories. Miscavige pulls new rundowns out of his ass and says he found them in a widow's basement in Kansas City, Missouri, and things, stories like that. He's not delivering the technology Hubbard discovered or developed, not even close. So I just thought it was important to let people know that the technology is still there, and it is still workable. But you won't find it inside the organization.
Exactly. Very good.
Okay. So, Victoria, the ions, you're saying there's a technology. You know, ions says that any external technology is not advisable if you want to ascend.
That's a different conversation. That's a different conversation. The technology she's talking about is L. Ron Hubbard's technology that got crisscrossed over when he sort of got machinations and hit the high seas.
And crisscrossed over, and what was it? Are you saying it never got used? That he had useful technology? What are you saying? It got
When he bought St. Hill Mansion in Sussex, England, he was on to something. It went south after that.
His technology was on to something.
Well, information, yeah.
No, his technology, e-meter.
Not the e-meter,
Okay, so what was the technology he had that was on to something?
Well, Victoria, enlighten him, darling.
No, asking you, Ion. What factors
will... It's not about medical claims. It's not the e-meter. It's not the curing of cancer. It's not about all that mess. Okay? It was the basic shift of coming into your individual place.
Is that a concept? Is that a concept, or was it a machine that did this?
No, it's not a machine.
Okay, it's a concept.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying the concept was something you approved of?
Oh, sure, yeah, that's fine.
And then the concept got destroyed or ignored because they emphasized the machine, the e-meter.
Correct. And or other issues.
So you're saying L. Ron Hubbard himself started to get some good notions?
Until in 75 he bought the Fort Harrison Hotel in a bank building in Clearwater, Florida.
What did that do? That became authority?
Well, it became all religion.
About authority, right? It came about authority.
United Churches of Florida.
You like these words? It became about authority, not power? Is that what
correct.
You agree with?
That was the shift, yes.
Now, why did he make that rabbit hole? Why did he make that shift? If he had...
Well, because his minions inside the CIA, FBI, ABC, NBC, BBD, Levy, BC, something, were constantly watching for information that would upset the ship. The code name Operation Snow White would be... a way to go outside what he pushed against, that they said from the New Jersey Board of Medical Examiners and all, everybody else that was after, you know, NSA, DOD, Secret Service, all that kind of stuff, were coming against it because he was superficially usurping their quote authority.
Okay, so Victoria, I would not be that interested in what that blogger said, because I think Ion could tell us a lot more. I would ask you to get that Martin guy, Victoria, get that Martin guy to get in touch with Ion, have a reading, and find out stuff he doesn't know to make his blog better.
Unlikely to happen, but I just want to
Why is it unlikely to happen? Is this guy an axe to grind? He thinks he knows something, and he's only going to work within those parameters?
Well, I don't believe he would have any axe at all to grind with Ion.
Why wouldn't he get, if you played him a tape of this, wouldn't he be impressed with Ion, what Ion just said?
No, because what Ion just said is not true, and it's not.
Okay, but point out what you disagree with then. Where is Ion not true?
Well, I am saying, you know, that Hubbard had a concept and then he focused too much on the meter or something, but this is what Hubbard developed was a very...
No, I didn't say that. He didn't focus on the meter, he focused on a concept. Do you have any clue about what that means or any, you know, refuting evidence that Ion's wrong about that?
Well, okay, that Hubbard focused on some kind of concept. I'm just saying that he developed a workable technology with many steps involved in it that were not conceptual. They were actually workable processes you could go through to improve yourself and your awareness and to establish.
Okay. You agree with that, Ion? You agree with what Victoria just said?
Well, but those are all based on concepts.
Okay, well, yeah, what's the concept, what's the technology? Concepts are technologies if they're spoken. So you, okay, but you said he was developing a concept / technology that was not going in the direction that Scientology did end up using.
Correct, otherwise he would have not had to jump on ships and go undercover with his technology.
Do you understand what Victoria, her objection to what you're saying? Do you know what she means, and would you correct what she means in relation to what you thought you were saying?
Well, she's taking the perspective that his work, his creation, was valid. And we never said it wasn't valid. We just said if it was valid, it should have been allowed to come to fruition and not be macerated in all this other tomfoolery. Pardon the pun.
Well,
talk
about the letter agencies that you mentioned. I think you can thank them for that and probably a lot of other damage that's been done on this.
Probably. Probably. Fair enough.
So you're saying it's not Elron Hubbard's fault?
No, it's, it's his fault to think that Earth was up to, you know, that really being able to gather enough people together to experience and work this technology to the point where you could get to a tipping point of sanity and sort of, reel this planet back in. I'm a little pessimistic. I think we lost this round this time again on this planet, and I'm really sorry to see that. Marty Rathbun, we still have a chance, and he's a fighter, and I appreciate that.
You think we lost something, don't you? You're listening too much of Tuesday and Thursday of James Martinez. You listen to the Wednesday version, which James includes in his dogma. We are winning, and I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes once we finish with your
call. Victoria, I love that you've called. This is, makes my day. I've been waiting for somebody
it's
like
delicious.
You to call. I'm the scientist.
It's
yeah,
very
delicious.
Thank you so
Why
much.
Why is this delicious, James? What's happening here that's so delicious?
No, because Scientology has a major, gigantic influence in media and movies and bullshit. And I know what they've done to and experienced the recruitment process, people getting out of it. It's ugly. It's really ugly.
It's very ugly.
No, it's the government. Whatever the CIA is part of the government. They took it over. It's not an outsider thing. It's part of the government.
The government is
as powerful as the government is. It is the government.
No, I know that. And also, before Walter Bauer died, he told me, because he was invited by Scientology, one of the big higher-ups there, and he went over there, and they embraced him. They loved him. They were trying to recruit him along. He told me the whole thing. I forgot the guy he was talking to over there, but he said some of the technology that they have over there, he actually thought was good, but he wouldn't have anything to do with anything over there at all. None of it.
Yeah.
He told me, James, that's when I met him, when he was on the Scientology-sponsored tour in 1978, 79. I met him in Toronto. in December 79, and he was, and it was Scientology people that came over to the McLuhan Center to tell us a week ahead of time that Walter was in town, and I'm glad they told me. I met Walter, and he did say that he went through the E-meter stuff, and he said it was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
that's as far as he would go.
Yeah, that's right.
With the proper standard technology that Hubbard developed, you can make a lot of progress in your life. And then, you know, if you want to go ion and just be a free being and a positive about it.
Okay. I like that we're hearing your interpretation of ion. Ion is not into free being and positive. This is the interesting thing. But we should find out what ion means. Do you think that talk technology helps people only because they want it to help them, ion?
Well, if they don't, it won't.
What? If they don't want to help them, it won't.
It won't help them.
So what do you offer if people like ION and then they'll work on them? Is that's just the same as anybody any other therapy, which you seem to criticize every other therapy.
Well, this isn't a therapy. It's coming into your own power, individually.
Can you come into your own power with Scientology?
No.
Okay, you get that? And that's a serious statement, Victoria. He's willing to go to court on that point. You think that something can be gotten from Scientology. Yes, a distraction, but not what Ion's saying. And what Ion says is not about free be or have a good time or there's no time and all that stuff.
Where's Carol today? Carol?
You want that machete woman? She's worse than me.
Knife and the machete in the shed.
I'm protecting you from Carolyn.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead, Carolyn. Sure. What would you say?
Hi, Victoria.
Alfred. Hi, Carol.
All right, well, I have said all I have to say, and
you're just beginning, Victoria. You're a regular. We've assigned you to be the regular every week. You're going to give us a Scientology update that we can bash the hell out of, okay? Will you please show up every week so we can fulfill James's wet dream?
No.
I've been waiting to eat the Scientologist for lunch, so I'm glad
Victoria
called.
Well, keep calling in, Victoria, on James' behalf. If you like it, Tuesday and Thursday show.
For lunch, am I getting this correct? James is going to eat me for lunch if I call in on Wednesdays? All right, okay, let's do that.
No, no, he's not going to eat you. I didn't know what really, we're eat you.
No.
We'll eat you.
We'll go through and sift with you the good points that L. Ron Hubbard was actually embracing.
Yeah.
And actually sift the goodness that you are holding true to, which we don't have a problem with. We don't have a problem with. It's just the aberrations of what it's coming to now that sort of jumped the wagon.